You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
With Christmas just around the corner, I thought I'd bring in my guys from London Drugs to talk about and give you some ideas of some possible gift ideas for Christmas, because I know it's always a challenge. So I've got Ryan Mohagan and Theo Horstall in. So Theo, you're up next. What's up?
Well, let's see. Here's a little bit of, if you've got a really important person on your list, how about a 17-inch Asus notebook?
Nobody's that important on my list this year.
Well, maybe you can throw it out there and maybe somebody can get it for you.
Okay.
How about this? 12 gigabytes of RAM.
Okay.
A 3 gigabyte video card.
Wow.
750 gig hard drive and an i7 processor for $14.99.
So this would be more than a desktop replacement. This is almost a gaming notebook.
You could use it for gaming, absolutely. You can use it pretty much anything. It's top of the line.
And it's an Asus?
Asus.
Okay, so $1,500 for... Was it the $1,500 the price?
$14.99 for
basically a 17-inch notebook. And if you are buying a 17-inch notebook, it's not a portable computer. It's really a desktop replacement at that point.
It does have a battery, so you could move it. I would not recommend going too far because it's probably a little bit heavy.
You know, I love seeing people try and open them in economy class on the airplane. I can remember when I had my first 17-inch notebook, Apple sent me one of their new 17-inch when they first came out with the 17-inches. And I was so happy to get this thing. And I turned it into my notebook in the office, and it was all great. And then I jumped on a plane to go to Toronto to do something, and it was just like, what? Okay, now it was a wake up call.
Well, and from heavy to lighter, if you prefer something a little more portable, obviously iPad is on everybody's Christmas list.
Yeah, I think it'll be an iPad Christmas for a lot of people.
It quite very well be. It's they start at $599 is where they start, and they go all the way up to about $849.
Yeah,
You shouldn't stop there, though. There's a lot you can add to the iPad.
If you are getting, if you are in a blended family, or you've got a family where kids got to get gifts for their siblings and stuff like that. If you are getting somebody an iPad, then the accessories do make a difference. So, what's your favorite accessories?
Well, personally, my favorite accessories, because I use it for work quite a lot, are the Bluetooth keyboards.
Yes. Now, I haven't used a Bluetooth keyboard yet on mine.
No, and I'm going to change that.
This is nice.
So, there's a couple I'll talk about.
You didn't wrap it up, though.
No, I didn't. I spared you the surprise. So, I'll start with the lowest range. So, specifically from Logitech, they have a couple of keyboards. Now, it's not just for iPad. We have an iPad and any Android tablet or phone, of course.
Because they're Bluetooth. They're going to work
Bluetooth
on anything.
Yep. Yeah. So, but they actually have specific keyboards for Android, specific keyboards for iPad because of the functional keys.
Okay.
So, yes, you can use it, but there are some hotkeys that are specific to those operating systems.
Got it. Okay.
So, the Logitech ones we carry, the tablet keyboards, are $69.99. And they would just be the keyboard themselves, and they would come with a little stand. The protective case doubles as a stand for the tablet or the phone. Going all the way up to the foldable keyboard from Logitech, which you're holding in your hand.
Okay.
So that's essentially, it's very difficult to describe, but it's more or less a case that folds out into a keyboard. So you could actually use it, carry it around, nobody would ever know you had a keyboard, and you press a button, and now you have a keyboard.
Well,
folds right out.
Now this case when it's in case mode,
it'll protect the back of the unit.
Oh, okay.
But the front it would not.
Can
be
you
protected.
Still keep your smart cover on it with the front?
You can. I believe it's smart cover compatible. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's going to be cool. I'm going to give this a good run.
There you go.
So this is a small, and this is a full size keyboard. This isn't a chiclet keyboard.
Full size keyboard, and it folds right out into full size keyboard.
And it splits in the middle.
It does.
So it allows you to do that ergonomic split thing.
It's flat. It's straight. When it splits in the middle, it's just for the functional form of folding back into.
Oh,
it,
so. I got it. Okay, so it's like that old IBM. IBM had a folding keyboard.
They called it a butterfly keyboard.
That was right. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And then the last one on the keyboard theme, with a folio case for protecting both the front and the back. We have something from Zag, and it's called the Zag Folio. And it's $119. And that basically allows you to use your iPad more or less like a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to that. But yet fold it back into a very slim folio style.
I like that one. And the Zag... Now, I was not a huge fan of Zag's early keyboard for the iPad 1 because it had little ridges around the edge. And it wasn't very comfortable in the hands. But this one doesn't have that...
It
doesn't have that problem.
It's a straight keyboard. And the nice thing is it's very portable. And it's pretty easy to take the iPad out if you're not wanting to use the keyboard.
To give this thing credit, it's $120, $119.
$119.99.
When you look at it, it looks like it's a notebook. Now, I know you don't want your iPad to look like a notebook, but I've seen people in coffee shops working away, and it looks like they're on the notebook. And really, if you're starting to use the iPad the way that they're in full functionality, they've got most of the functionality of a notebook. Are you starting to use yours?
I would say it's still, for me, 50-50.
That's pretty good, though.
Nice thing is this is very portable, so I can carry it anywhere. Very similar to a very small notebook.
Not just really portable, but also incredibly long battery life.
Yes.
So even using the Bluetooth connection, I don't think that would kill the battery too much.
Sure.
So those are some great Bluetooth keyboard options. Ryan, you still around?
Yes, I'm still here.
Do you have something more for me?
Sure, you bet. The Click Free Backup. What this is external hard drives that are very intuitive, and basically you plug it in, it installs the drivers itself, it basically says you have photos, you have music, you have files to back up, would you like to back them up? You click OK, it does it. Next thing you do is you click finish, and it's done.
And it's really good in intuitive software. Now, have they been hit hard by the floods that caused a price change, or...?
Not so much for them. They, because of the software involved, they did have a price premium. So if anything, they've actually come closer to the pricing of the regular hard drives.
Okay.
Yes.
So Click-Free, that's a good idea. Now we already run out of time, believe it or not, but I do want to get in because your colleague Cedric sent in a great idea for mother-in-laws, which is he wants people to buy AppleCare for their mother-in-law. And his theory is for $200, you can be free of technical support calls from your mother-in-law for years to come. So think about a support contract for as well. I need to thank my guests from London Drugs, Theo Horstall and Ryan Mohagan. Thanks, guys, for coming in, and we wish you a very blessed Christmas.
Thank you.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.